The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The church throughout of all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. She was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, she grew in numbers. As Peter was passing through every region, he went down to the Holy Ones living in Lydia. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been confined in bed for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." He got up at once, and all the inhabitants of Lydia and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated is Dorcas. She was completely occupied with good deeds and almsgiving. Now during those days she fell sick and died. So after washing her, they laid her out in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs, where all the widows came to him, weeping and showing him the tunics and the cloaks that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, rise up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. And when he called the Holy Ones and the widows, he presented her alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? The cup of salvation I will take up, and I will call on the Lord's name. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all he has done for me? My vows to the Lord I will pay in the presence of all his people. Precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosened my bonds. To you I offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. How shall I make a return to the Lord for all the good he has done for me? My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, I've been on the road the last couple of days and it's just been too hard to I say Mass, of course, or I've went to Mass, but I haven't had a chance just to sit there and record as I'll do this morning. And then I'm going to go give a talk. I'm in Houston right now, the Woodlands, and then I get back on a plane and get up to Cleveland, God willing, at 9 o'clock tonight, get a hotel, and then go back to the parish, say Mass in the morning. So everything will be back to normal tomorrow. Anyway, I love the Gospel. Of course, we continue. We're ending now in John's chapter 6. And here it's 666. You know, here the disciples of Jesus, not the Jews, the ones who are already his followers. It says in John chapter 6, verse 66, 666, the sign of the Antichrist, they found this too hard for him, for them, and they left him. Why did they leave him? Because he said, "My flesh is real food and my blood is real drink." Now, Jesus doesn't go running after them and say, no, you don't understand. I'm talking about my word. Nope, that's not. They understood completely that he was talking about his own flesh and blood. How can that happen? Then he even looks at his apostles and he said, will you leave me too? And they said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. So for us, do we truly believe in the presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? Would we be willing to give everything? Jesus wants to give us life, eternal life, but we must believe. So believe. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.